Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm so glad you're listening in today, and I'm so happy to be here myself. It's a beautiful day here in North Carolina. Nice fall day. We're going to have a good show today. I've got a guest, Devra Lavelle, who's going to be joining us in just a moment. She's going to be talking about her new book, Leap to Freedom, and we're going to be talking about lots of good stuff, guilt, how to free ourselves from that. I'll get more into that in just a moment. I do want to remind everybody that I'm going to be – my show is gone to every 2 weeks, every second and fourth Thursdays of the month. So I won't be here next week, but the following week I will be, which is October 10th, and I'll be talking about clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, the different kinds of intuitive psychic skills, and we'll talk about how to develop them, and I'll give you some exercises, and that will be a call-in show on October 10th. Today's show, we're going to focus more on my guest and the work that she's doing, so let me just go ahead and introduce her. Her name is Devra Lavelle, and she was once a dancer and a model. Then suddenly, she withdrew from the limelight after experiencing a profound spontaneous enlightenment, followed by a miraculous healing. And she spent the past 30 years helping others to discover and experience their own truth and pure love. Devra boldly lays bare the delusions we may be hiding behind. She clearly shows us how to break any bonds that bind us and then takes us through the sometimes distressing process of purifying the ego and emerging renewed like chicks from the cosmic egg, seeing the world and every experience with brand new loving eyes. Who am I? It's not just a question, but a doorway to awakening from the dream that we all hold the key to unlocking the mystery of life, truth, and purpose. Her first book, The Magic Doorway into the Divine, was an international bestseller. This book today we're going to talk about is Leap to Freedom. And whether we are rich or poor, religious, agnostic, or atheist, we all suffer because of our unconscious belief in sin and guilt, both of which lie at the core of all our decisions and actions. But what if everything we've been taught about sin and the need to feel guilt has been a lie? The purpose of her new book, Leap to Freedom, is to offer a way out from this limited and debilitating belief that we've blindly accepted by exploring how and why sin and guilt are illusions. What if we no longer have to live in fear of suffering and eternal damnation, or be plagued by constant nagging, doubt, or unworthiness brought on by the belief in sin and guilt? What if instead we could live every moment in a state of love and peace, and thereby be better able to fulfill our purpose? So today we're going to find out more about all of this. And Devra, are you here with us?
I am, Sherry.
So nice to have you here today. So
lovely to be here.
Yeah, you know, I've gone actually in my show, because I've gone to every couple of weeks instead of every week recently, I have been having less guests, you know, just because of the time. But when I saw your information, I was very intrigued because I always like it when we kind of go right to the bone, you know, right to the core issues. And because, you know, I'm sure, you know, at these core issues is where it leaks into everything. And certainly guilt and the belief in sin, even if it's an unconscious belief, which I think we all have collectively, I think, you know, it really does kind of just, you know, it surfaces in everything we do and all our decisions. So I was really, really happy to see that you wrote this book and your information, and real excited today about, you know, to just find out a little bit more about this. So I've got some questions for you. I guess my first question I'm kind of interested in knowing is the experience that I just mentioned, the profound spontaneous enlightenment and the miraculous healing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I have what they call a direct experience of the truth. And what that is it's like an enlightenment experience of who and what one really is. We really are. And after I have that experience, within the experience, I experienced a profound love, a love that went beyond the confines of the body-mind. So I recognize I am not this body and I'm not this mind. And after that degree of awareness, I had a miraculous healing that occurred right within a few days after. It was quite amazing. I actually regrew an organ in my body.
Did you really?
Which had dissolved. Yeah, it was quite miraculous. I haven't grown anything since.
But that is pretty darn amazing. You actually regrew an organ.
I did, uh-huh.
Wow. I would definitely say that's a miraculous healing.
Miraculous.
Wow. Is that how the journey began, or had you already been interested? Or just tell us a little bit about, you know.
Yeah, I was always a little interested, but not entirely, because I was very much into the world, into, you know, moving up in the world and becoming somebody or something. And then when I found out that I had this problem, it was my uterus that had dissolved. I was thinking of having children. Mm-hmm. My friend brought me to this thing, a meditation retreat. And so I went, and I spent hours working with people who would ask me the question, tell me who you are. And I would, by the end, I would be so fed up that I finally broke through and discovered who I was. And that was really how it started. Mm-hmm. I really wasn't that interested before, but what happened from this is I experienced such love and such enlightenment, and I realized that we're not separate beings at all. We're not separate at all. We are with the source of all life always. We're absolutely loved, and we're guiltless. There's absolutely no guilt when we experience that level of understanding, which we all are that. It's not that I had this experience. It's my experience. No, it's in everyone. This sense of oneness and love and guilt.
How would you define quantum guilt? What is that?
Well, how I define the quantum guilt is, because the whole title is Leap to Freedom, Healing Quantum Guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered in my research that guilt is the greatest separator from love, truth, and enlightenment. Because I was asked to write this book from the inside. It wasn't my idea. It was one of those, you're going to write this book, commands
right.
from inside. And I was reluctant to do it at first, but I'd experienced that guiltlessness at such a level that I saw in contrast how our world operates and how we suffer as a result of believing this separation from oneness and guiltlessness. So after my compassion was ignited, I began to delve into the real problem behind this illusion of guilt. And this is where that's where I discovered that guilt is the greatest separator from love, truth, and enlightenment. As I mentioned a moment ago, I discovered that in my research, and that's when I decided to call it quantum guilt.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just so pervasive.
It's so all pervasive. It's the core guilt.
Right. It's kind of a collective consciousness of guilt that I think it has so much to do with just, unfortunately, being born into the human realm. I think we all have to, in some way, confront that guilt, both within ourselves and just as, you know, kind of a more of a, like you said, in a more cosmic kind of spiritual way. We're talking to Devra Lavelle. We're talking about her book, Leap to Freedom. I'm going to give you a little bit more information about how to contact Devra if you're interested. We're going to go to a break in just a moment. My website, by the way, is www.sherriedillard.com, SHERRIEDILLARD.com. Feel free to give me a look and maybe sign up for my newsletter. And you can also sign up for Devra's newsletter at DevraLavelle.com. That's DevraHLavale.com. And we'll be back in just a moment.
To Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherri Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherri supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherriDillard.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Intuit University. I'm Sherri Dillard, and we're talking today to Devra Lavelle about her book, Leap to Freedom. And we just kind of talked a little bit about quantum guilt, and that's that guilt that is kind of pervasive. It's collective consciousness guilt. It's unfortunately something that we vibrationally and even, you know, unconsciously absorb just as being part of this human experience. And guilt, although, you know, and I always tell my clients that even a little smidgen of guilt, kind of, you know, where there's guilt, there's punishment, and it's an emotion, I guess. It's a belief. It's a feeling. It's a reality. It's a pervasive awareness that keeps us from kind of really experiencing more of what we can in life and more of who we are. And I'm so happy to have Deborah on today to talk a little bit more about guilt and how to kind of dissolve that and work with it, and therefore kind of rise up above the heaviness of all of that. Deborah, you just explained in the first segment of the show, you explained to us a little bit about how you kind of came to this awareness, and it was through a spontaneous experience of love and healing that kind of, I guess, you know, just kind of came to you. How was that awakening that you went through, that experience? How does it affect your day-to-day life?
Well, in terms of day-to-day life, once I discovered how we're all one, that there's nothing separate going on out there, I remember when I first came back from this initial experience, I've had many others since then because I have lived with masters and gurus and teachers for many, many years since that initial experience. But what happens to a person when they have that experience is when they look over at another being, you don't see what they're wearing so much or what they're, who they present themselves to be. You see through that into the eyes of our oneness and divinity. And that's what happened for me. And it's probably why I agreed to write this book, because it's like the compassion of the suffering that we go through because of our separation from our source, because we have this misbelief that we're separate from one another and the divine source, is one of the causes of war and hatred and conflict. So I suppose I just, after that, I just wanted to bring forth love, basic love and truth, and whatever I could, whatever came through me to do, to be able to do that.
So, so you had that spontaneous awakening, and then you, like you said, you kind of went into a deeper kind of experience of working with different spiritual masters and teachers. And you have the awareness of love and kind of, you know, that connectedness that we all share. Tell me about, did that dissolve the guilt, or was it still there for you?
Well, the guilt dissolved, especially in the experiences themselves. And part of why I wanted to research this guilt is because I would, there would still be some left. Things would still come up, and I would
say,
what's going on?
Wondering.
Why,
right.
you know, why is this coming up, you know? And I'd see it in myself at times. I'd see it in my friends. I would see it in everyone in the world. So I decided, okay, I'm going to find out what this is. And what I did, I began researching. I started with, like, the existential and psychological guilt. But soon I realized that this guilt is a much larger, all-pervasive problem. It's much deeper than that. And I saw that guilt isn't what we think it is at all. It stems from this quantum or core guilt, which means that we believe that we've separated from our source. And we walk around with this horrible guilt because we think we separated from our source. So just by the mere fact, when we look over there and there's another person standing there that looks apart from us, there's a guilt in that. And so all of that guilt that we feel gets put onto our world, it runs our whole life, and is, again, based on the wrong belief that we could have possibly separated from our source, which we couldn't have.
So the feeling that we have of being separate So the guilt I'm trying to understand would be kind of like maybe we willfully did this, or that separate. I'm trying to understand more how that would translate into guilt separation, like just the feeling that that's what we wanted, or that we willfully separated from source. Is it our ego that's kind of, bringing us that emotion of willfulness?
Well, it's like the guilt came after the sense of separation, or we really believe that we did it, you see. That's mm-hmm. the core, we did it. And that's what the
root. That's what I was wondering, like that we did it, that it was our will, that we are here.
We did it, and we did it, and so we deserve to be punished.
Okay.
And to punish others as a result, because we all did it somehow.
Right.
It's a very, in fact, Buddha, and in my research I discovered that almost all the other esoteric teachers say that the misbelief that we are separate from one another and from the very fabric of our universe is what causes us to suffer.
Uh-huh.
So our guilt, our shame, our unworthiness, pretty much everything comes from that.
Right. So the guilt then is just that basic feeling that the ego has that we did this and therefore we need to suffer.
Right, right.
That no matter what might come our way or all the happiness that we could have, how dare we have happiness when we separated?
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what we live with on a daily basis. But we don't see it as that. Now, we don't see it as guilt. We don't necessarily feel guilt like you would the psychological or the existential guilt. It's something so deep that it, as I mentioned before, it runs our whole life, and it comes out in other shapes and forms: anger, unworthiness, fear, and all of that's coming from that belief that we separated. Because if we didn't separate, there would be no. If we didn't believe we've separated, we just look at another and see oneness, and that's what happens when people have had an awakening experience. They look over there and they see oneness, and so therefore there is guiltlessness.
Because they perceive then that they have never separated.
That's right.
Right.
Exactly.
That's an illusion, and that that there is no that God source, that divine source, there's still that oneness in existence within.
Right. It hasn't left us, and
right.
So the illusion. So that when we look at our world, most of what we see is illusion.
Right.
But we can, while we're in the body, in this world, look through the illusion and see oneness and divinity and love.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't left us. It's always been with us and always will. And that's how we get through it. Is we have to be, I'll talk about that in a few minutes, but I have also researched scientific information regarding all of this, which I was surprised to find.
Yeah, I am too. I kind of...
Yeah, well, I found that science...
You know what, we're going to have to take a break
yeah.
in a couple minutes, and I want to save that scientific research into guilt in our next segment. I do want to mention... Again, that this book that Devra Lavelle wrote is Leap to Freedom. You can find it on, I'm sure, on Amazon bookstores.
Amazon.
Her website is devralavelle.com, devrahlavale.com. You might also want to check out her website because she's got some gifts, a gift page, that if you buy her book... anywhere you buy it, whomever you've purchased it from, you are entitled to gifts. Wow, that's great. Including such things as MP3 recordings of guided meditations, clearing techniques, ebooks, and a 2-day enlightened living workshop. That sounds great. So please check out her website. And, you know, before we're done today, I really want to find out a little bit more about the exercises for clearing techniques, because that seems like it would be very, very useful. You're listening to Intuit University. I'm Sherry Dillard. My website is www.sherrydillard.com. And just a reminder, I'm on every second and fourth Thursdays now on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're going to be getting into some exercises development, things like that next week. Not next week, my next show, which is October 10th. And all right, well, I've got like no time left. So let's go to break and we'll come back and talk about scientific research into guilt.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Intuitive University. I'm Sherry Dillard. We're talking about guilt today and the leap to freedom with Devra LaBelle. And we were talking about her research before we went to break into guilt. And we kind of put a hold on the scientific research. And Devra, tell us about that.
Well, I found that science, of course, and spirituality often overlapped with people are understanding more now, and that science would support and give credence to what yogis, saints, and masters have known and taught for millennia. Mm-hmm. So these teachings are not new. But now science is coming up with the, and has been for a while, but I guess somehow we haven't found it or it hasn't come out into the mainstream. So not only is our belief in separation invalid, as I mentioned before, what is also not true, according to science and spirituality, is that we are the doers of our actions. So when I mentioned before that the problem is I did it, when we think we did it, we create a whole, I call it the darkness of the ages, then has a chance to grow. So I quoted a saint, and I'm going to quote a scientist after that, but Ramana Maharshi was a great master, and he said that the force that brought you here knows every action the body needs to take and will see to it that it takes those actions. So in other words, you know, you're not doing it. The actions are being taken for you. Mm-hmm. Now, the scientists have been saying the same thing. Scientists David Hume and brain surgeon Benjamin Libet, as well as others, say that it takes a split second for the brain to react and for the mind ego to take possession of the thought and claim, it is my thought.
I see.
So the action has already happened. So we claim it later. So we're late. So all this happens and we think we did it, but in fact we didn't.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
So here's a question I'm sure you get a lot of, because I know people will ask me this, so I'm going to ask you. How about those instances where we have done something that we feel guilty about? We were mean to another driver. We gave him the finger and we honked at him. Or we didn't treat our children very well. Or we didn't pay a bill. Those kinds of just common everyday kinds of things that can provoke guilt.
Well, the problem is that guilt came before the action.
Uh-huh.
There was guilt there before the action even happened.
Right.
So all that does is this action is it seems to bring out this other feeling of guilt. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that we shouldn't correct our actions if they're improper. Of course, as long as we're in this realm, we have to do that. We have to be treating each other well and correcting our actions But when that kind of guilt comes out, or when that kind of feeling comes out, it's more like a red flag. Because the only reason that we even do these kinds of actions that aren't in alignment is because we have separated from our source. Mm-hmm. So it's more like a red flag to go back to our source and find that part in us that is one with ourselves, one with love, one with others, whether it be through meditation or whatever things some people have found really help them get there. But it's a red flag. It's not
right. So you're saying that if any of those, you know, those or other kinds of things we do, then the way that we can then focus would be to say that to ourselves, that, you know, this is a red flag, that I'm out of alignment with source, that I'm even participating in these ways. I have to correct the action, or that action shows me I'm out of alignment, so it's important for me to get back into alignment.
That's it, exactly, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, that makes sense. That's a good and what you're saying, too, is that the guilt comes before the action, so the guilt being the separation means that we're already feeling a sense of guilt, and that sometimes our actions stem from that feeling of separation as opposed to more of a willful action. Because you were saying that, you know, I like that, really like that last quote you said, that, and that's surprising, that's from a scientist. That's actually scientifically proven that there's a split second where the ego takes over and claims.
Oh, yeah, this has been
really
around for a while, this information.
Huh.
A number of scientists talk about this.
I wonder how they measure that.
It's to do with the brain and the nervous system, I understand.
Oh,
I'm not. Unfortunately, I'm a bit of a technical idiot.
Well, I know. I think that's very cool. I love all learning all these kinds of things. And, you know, it's funny, too, we're talking about this, because in my work as an intuitive, I actually believe that to be very true. I really know that that's true, that so much of our thought energy is just absorbed energy from others, from the collective consciousness, from, you know, we think that we are thinking as individuals and that we, you know, have original thought, or we have not, or, you know, that we are thinking these things because of us. But I think we're all just kind of thinking the same things, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
And some of the things stick with us and some of the things don't. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's where that split second takes over, where some of these thoughts we say, aha, that's my thought, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, that, and this is all in the book, the research and...
Oh, yeah, all of it's in the book. Yeah. And it's quite interesting because the book itself is kind of like an alive book.
Oh, cool.
In that... You know, I didn't, well, I did the writing, of course, but
right.
I didn't really write it. It wrote me, wrote through me. But it being an alive book, it kind of reaches inside you and topples illusions about reality. I find that even when I read it for a while, or I work on it for a couple hours preparing for a show or something, that I start walking down the street after and I go, oh, I have another big awakening of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite miraculous that way. And it's not just me. Others who have read it have said the same thing. And what they really get is that they're allowed, they're really allowed to be free. They're really allowed to break this yoke of guilt, because we feel we're not allowed to. And that's the biggest problem. We really are allowed to take a leap to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the book is designed to do to us, when we recognize we're allowed to be the love that we've always been.
Well, how do we get to that? How do we, you know, how do we work with the illusion to banish guilt? If it's an illusion, the separation is an illusion.
Right.
And the thought we claim as our own is just a kind of a red flag of that kind of deeper guilt we're feeling, or experiencing, or knowing, or, you know, it's just part of that kind of illusion that we're in. How do we begin to work with that then? For the average person, like, what would you, how would you go about that?
Well, since we're dealing with the core separation, the solution to taking a leap to freedom is for us to find our way back to oneness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my book, because we're dealing with quantum guilt, I talk about quantum forgiveness and quantum love.
Uh-huh.
Quantum forgiveness is very important, because what we do when we have this core guilt is, you know, we don't know what to do with all these feelings, so we put them on to somebody else and we think we feel better. So that creates that whole cycle again that we talked about a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do in that moment is stop ourselves and go into this forgiveness. And what we're forgiving is not another person, but the separation itself. So, for example, if you're really upset with somebody and you're really angry, and you have to be able to eventually look over there and see the innocence in them. And you'll never see the innocence in them unless you see the innocence in yourself. And how you can see that is to recognize that. And I have my people, the people that I work with, when they hit a certain point of anger or upset, I always have them go, wait, stop. Again, it's another red flag. I'm separate. And then from that, have a talk with your inner divine being. I'm sorry. I forgot that I'm not separate, that I am absolute love. And then eventually there's a softening effect that happens inside. And then when you look over there at that person, they're not so bad now.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to jump right back into this. We're going to have to take a break in a moment. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. So it's just basically training yourself to say, to kind of really notice that separation and stop. I like that. And then just realize and recognize that you're separate, and that that quantum forgiveness is, you know, as pervasive and as strong, and probably stronger even than the quantum guilt, I imagine.
It is.
True? Yeah. We're going to come back in just a moment. You're listening to Intuit University. Devra Lavelle, D-E-V-R-A-H-L-A-V-A-L, is in the midst of a wonderful book launch right now. And you're going to want to go into her website and find out more about it to get a lot of free gifts. We're going to talk more about that when we come back in just a moment.
In to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, everybody. Right before break, right before our last segment, this is the last segment, Devra was talking to us about ways to kind of take that leap to freedom from guilt. And she was talking about, things to say to ourselves when we're recognizing that we're in that ego place and we're feeling guilt or we're projecting guilt or whatever it is that we're experiencing that's kind of given us that red flag that we're out of that understanding and out of that energy of being in that sense of connectedness with source energy. And I really liked what she was saying about, you know, kind of ways to just stop ourselves, recognize that, and move forward. Deborah, are there any other kind of things you can tell us or exercises that will help us to kind of come into that awareness easier or more quickly?
Sometimes just a sentence can help. And I've got two sentences here that people can use every day, and it will really help them. They're very simple. But this one is all about love. And if they find themselves caught in the guilt and the unworthiness or however this guilt manifests, it's important to say there's only one, only love, and love is all that is real. Love is all that is real. And this is where true freedom lies.
Okay, so love, we can say there is only one is real.
Only one, only love, and love is all that is real.
Okay, only love, and love is all that is real.
And love is all that is real.
All right, there is only one.
Only love.
Only love. Love is all.
Love is all that is real.
Okay.
So that everything else is the illusion, is not the real. This love is the real.
And in your own life, how long have you been working with this awareness for yourself?
I think I've been working with this for probably, well, it started slowly and then it just became larger and larger and more. As my clients came to me, I ended up having to work much deeper. And that's why I really wanted to understand it at the core level here, what we're working with. And the interesting thing is that I discovered that the only way to really get rid of this guilt is to go to the core. Otherwise, it'll chase you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Is to go right
and what,
to
the what you just gave us, there is only,
one.
Only love. Love is all there is. Is that kind of an affirmation that will connect us to the core?
Yes, it will. If people just write it down, have it in their pocket, only or their wallet, only love.
Mm-hmm.
Only one. Love is all that is real. So that way they can say it over until their heart softens.
Okay.
And there's just one more little one, and that is
good.
Rumi. He's a great, he says that wherever you stand, be the soul of that place.
I like that. That was Rumi?
That was Rumi.
Yeah, that's great. Wherever you stand, be the soul of that place.
Be the soul of that place. So in other words, you don't have to judge people. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. You can just stand there and be with, there's only one, only love. And love is all that is real. And that will make you the soul of that place.
Mm-hmm. So that soul would be kind of just, I see. So it would be being able to be in that presence wherever you are.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever word works, but I use soul because Rumi used soul.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I get that. Yeah, that is nice. Now, how would you connect doubt to guilt? Because, you know, we have a lot of nagging doubts. It can kind of drive us crazy. And they seem to kind of doubt and guilt in some way seem to kind of go together. Or they seem like just like, you know, right there with each other. Is doubt like another form of guilt, do you think?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So when we doubt ourselves or we doubt something's going to happen or we doubt whatever it may be, then we're kind of already – doubt would kind of imply that that's another red flag that says we're separated from source.
Right, because as they say, when the doubter ceases, doubt will cease.
Right, because the truth would be that nothing can really not be ours if it's ours.
Right.
Yeah. That, and that goes back to love.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it takes a fair amount of discipline, I think, to kind of be able to be in that place, you know, kind of with some of the things that we confront on a day-to-day basis and, you know, just the world that's getting broadcast at us mm-hmm. all the time. It's nice to know, I guess where I'm going with this is that I myself always like to realize that it's kind of always, it's not up to me exclusively, that I don't have to kind of be, that this can happen, like you said, through quantum forgiveness. It can happen because there's also a much stronger energy that is always kind of pulling us into that awareness.
Right. And also the force that brought you here knows every action so when that we're going to take and sees to it that we are going that we take that action. So if we align with that force, mm-hmm. even though we're in the middle of chaos, well, that was meant to be too.
Just that was meant to be. Right, yeah.
So that we're okay no matter what. We're okay. We're divinely loved no matter what.
Right, because I think sometimes what happens with people, too, is that sometimes, you know, I've found with my clients when we learn something, when we kind of become aware of something like this, and it's very powerful, and it's very, it makes sense, you know, and we kind of know it in our heart, and we feel the truth of it. But sometimes what happens, I think, is that I've seen myself and others where when we get out of that truth, when we get back into that feeling of separation and guilt or doubt or however that surfaces, you know, what I think we do sometimes is we kind of re-blame ourselves. You
well,
know?
We get into it at the other side of it, yeah.
You know?
And that's the thing that we don't, when we, if we're in a difficult time, love is what puts guilt to death.
We've got just a couple minutes. We're definitely out of time. Could you quickly mention anything you'd like to mention maybe about the book launch?
Sure. Right now we're having a book launch, and that means that there's a gift page which consists of gifts, MP3 recordings, guided meditations, clearing techniques, two-day enlightened living workshop, even ebooks, and it's all with a value of upwards of $1,000. So all you need to do is send me the purchase confirmation number to info@devralavelle.com. That's info@devralavelle.com. And we will in turn send you this gift page that contains the links to the sponsors who are donating these fabulous gifts.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Devra, we're pretty much out of time. Would you like to maybe leave us with a last thought?
Sure. Well, I keep coming up to Rumi again.
Okay, well, I love Rumi, so that sounds perfect for me.
And I guess it's the same. Well, but in another way, okay, I'm going to go to this one.
Okay.
The greatest suffering in the human form is that we are not seen as already perfect and divine.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Thank you so much, Devra. We had a great show today. I hope everybody checks out the book. Again, it's Leap to Freedom, Devra Lavelle, and please take a look, find out a little bit more. And thank you all so much for listening, and I will talk to all of you again October 10th, 2 weeks. Take care.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.